magical cinema going experiences. Rubber cup. Rubber cup. Rubber cup. Rubber cup.
Rubber good.
Just quickly.
Rubber cup.
Hello and welcome to Punta Vista. This is a bonus episode. I'm Ben.
And I'm David Bowie. In a universe where he was born late enough to have hosted a pop culture podcast. And also, for the purposes of this intro, he didn't have sex with that teenager. With me is Haley Squelch, or whatever her name is, the Hawk Tour girl.
Oh,
it's Lucy. Hello, Lucy.
Hello. Hawk Tour, spit on that thing.
Spit on that thing. That's very freaky. Did you know when you were on camera you were going to be that freaky?
No, David Bowie, I did not.
That's very groovy. Also with me is Ken Bone, the guy in the sweater from, it was like a Hillary thing, like a debate video. He was called Ken Bone. He was wearing a little sweater and he had a little camera. It was very freaky. And then everybody looked at his Twitter account and they found out that he liked a bunch of weird anime pornography. That was super freaky. It's Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hello. Hawk to us, spit on that thing.
That's very groovy, man.
I'm seeking to become famous again.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Probably, like, I just get together every now and then with Joe the Plumber. And we just do Russian roulette. We just take turns.
Yeah.
We do have a unique spin on it, to be fair. We both kind of had our moments in the sun, I guess, around, was this the 2016 primary? The 2016
I believe
election?
It was the 2016 primaries.
Yes, that's what, and you were alive for that, which is good, David Bowie. And, you know, so we both had this, like, intoxicating attention. People thought I mattered and I wasn't a pervert. People thought my friend Joe the Plumber was a plumber or named Joe and important. And it felt really, really good. We don't have that anymore. So we like to get our thrills by doing American roulette, we call it. One bullet in the chamber, spin it around, put it in your friend's mouth, and pull the trigger.
Oh, American style.
Yeah,
that's very freaky.
Yeah, because they think
neither of us wants to live, but it's more important that we kill someone else.
It clicks and you're like, aw.
Oh, God, we both go, aw.
Another day. Aw. Do you remember how his little camera was because they gave them to everyone in the studio, not because he brought it with him himself? That
I'm
was pretty freaky. I've completely lost the thread of what this intro is meant to be. Also with
which,
me
which is pretty
Theo.
Freaky in and of itself. You know?
It's very freaky, man. Don't you think the internet will be crazy? But I'm old enough to know about it now. I'm David Bowie. Specifically the guy from Flight of the Conchords.
From Flight of the Conchords doing the David Bowie. I'm 100%. Yeah. This is my first question.
Yeah, it's
you're,
Theo.
You're doing Jermaine Clement.
Jermaine Clement. David Bowie.
David,
yeah.
That's,
what am
that's
I?
Pretty freaky, am I Brett.
Which you're, he then did in the movie Moana for a song
David
where he's
Bowie.
A crab.
Yeah.
And also on Rick and Morty, where he was a fart cloud. He did the same voice. It was very freaky. No, you're not anyone, Theo. I don't have a third thing.
Okay.
And Theo's here.
Yeah.
You know what's hey, really Theo. Sad? David Bowie died on the 10th of January, 2016. Never got to learn about Ken Bone.
Wow. Shit.
Sorry, I surprised myself with that gasp.
I forgot about Ken Bone.
Maybe he would have lived longer if he, in this universe where he wasn't a pedophile.
He wasn't a pedophile.
In this one.
In this universe.
You know what's not freaky?
Pedophilia.
David Bowie shouldn't have done that.
What happened to Ken Bone?
What happened to Ken Bone?
What happened to Ken Bone?
Who cares?
He's okay. Currently... oof. You can get a personal video from Ken Bone on Cameo for $30.75 Australian.
Who's still getting that? Is that your inside joke? It's Ken Bone.
Yeah, I think you and your girlfriend's ironic thing.
Ironic
yeah.
joke is about Ken Bone.
I think
it's
several,
Ken Bone.
Several people on the Discord already have their wallets out.
Yeah.
To do
you can
this,
book a business video for $384.
Business video.
Ken Bone has been a fan favorite, huh? Since his appearance at the 2016 presidential debate.
Fans
and his
of
personalized
whom?
Cameo videos reflect that.
Yeah.
Ken's fans often request him to mention their favorite politicians, TV shows, sports teams, or famous quotes.
I don't think I'd do a cameo for $30.
For 30
even
bucks,
me
I was
personally.
Exactly
I'd be like
the same thing, yeah.
I'd do a one
I'm
take.
Going American roulette for $30. That's
like, I'd do a single take 1 minute video. For $30?
I wouldn't do one. I'm given 10 seconds for $30. That's not enough.
10
What's that? It's like
seconds
two beers.
$30.
That's like two beers. Come on.
Yeah.
He's listed in the category political commentators, and I might dispute
What's
that
his commentary?
One on Ken Bone, ooh. I think.
Yeah, he's like, excuse me or whatever at the...
excuse me or whatever.
Yeah, I'm Ken Bone. Excuse
Ken Bone.
Me or whatever.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Ken Bone... distinctively shaped man.
Yeah,
no I also bet he doesn't have much of a tan underneath that bright red jumper. I reckon if we stripped him down, shaved him to the skin, he'd look just like a big egg. It's time for Big Egg.
What's big and small at the same time? Big egg, 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 big egg.
Oh, big! I want a big egg. For breakfast, eat something the size of my head. Hop out of bed, toast up a whole loaf of bread. Won't eat for a week cause I'm gonna stay fed. Big egg this morning, frying it up while I'm yawning. Realization is dawning. Egg is too big, don't own a pot, it will fit. Egg white all over my shit. Crack in a pan that blots out the whole sun. Cook up an omelette that must weigh a ton. Flip it and serve it and eat, I deserve it. Big egg means my day has begun.
It's been a hot minute, hasn't it?
It's so good. I honestly just like, I am actively spending so much time looking for egg-related stories so I can play that theme. It's so fucking good.
First question, is it about eggs? Yes. Hopeful face.
Yeah.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
Look, this one's close enough. This is from CNN. Bar argument over how many eggs a chicken could lay leads to gunfire.
Yes. I wonder if somebody cares about the important stuff. You
and
know?
How many eggs do we think a chicken can lay?
Over what time frame?
What are the parameters here? Yeah.
One per day.
One per day.
I think it's kind of right. One per day, right?
They're one wampers. Chicken, one day, one egg.
Yeah.
Universal symmetry.
Do you want me to try and figure out how many eggs a chicken can lay in its lifetime without really knowing the chicken?
Yeah.
Without knowing the chicken's circumstances, the contents of its soul.
We're talking
you know?
Like 1,500, right?
In its lifetime?
In its lifetime.
How long does a chicken live?
I don't know,
how about
long
that
for
5 years?
5 years.
It depends. Again, like, are we just talking about while they're at the farm?
Okay. While so we're looking at.
In the cage?
What's that, like 20,050-ish? 2,100 days.
Yeah.
Which is what that Perfect Circle album is about, I think.
Are you thinking about the Tool song?
10,000
days?
Is that not a Perfect Circle? Days?
No, that's Tool.
It's Tool from the
Tool?
Album 10,000 Days.
Tool?
What do you mean did I say Tool?
He said Tool with two syllables.
He said Queensland Tool.
He said Queensland Tool.
Come over and jump in the Tool.
Tool.
Christ.
Oh, you want to get into like prog metal? Why don't you just dip your toe into the Tool?
Oh, yeah.
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 Perfect Circle. Carnival.
It's the same guy. It's the same guy.
Carnival. Carnival.
Carnival.
Carnival.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Tool album, personal.
Lucy, why do you know about
days.
Carnival?
Yeah.
Why do I know about Carnival?
You
I had an older brother.
No.
I had an older brother.
Older brother syndrome. I always
older
forget.
Older brother syndrome. Yeah, you forget.
That's what OBS stands for.
That's right.
Set Fire to the Hive. Fucking banger.
Set Fire to the Hive goes so fucking hard.
It goes so hard.
Oh my God. Thamada, forget about it.
Moved on.
An argument over... But how would you say carnival? An argument over chickens and how many eggs one can lay led to a shooting in Florida last week. I'm sorry, I've just scrolled down to the... I need you guys to not look at the document for a second. And then I need to look at the document so hard. Because the image I'm looking at is... And this is an audio medium. Authorities in Port St. Lucie... Said it,
the port of the Saint of the Lucy?
Said it all unfolded early Tuesday morning outside of a pub. Doubt it. Maybe a bar.
A pub.
A bad lieutenant, port of call, Port St. Lucie.
Yes. Police said a 44-year-old man pulled a handgun during the heated discussion and fired four shots at three people as they ran away.
Oh.
So
they were arguing at the bar.
Yeah.
This was a bar discussion. Pub, sorry.
Yeah, pub argument. Classic. Yeah.
Trying to argue in court that it's a crime of passion, and then they're like, and what was it about again?
Yeah. Like, what's wrong about chickens?
Very passionate about.
This is what I get if I just like extrapolate the arguments my 3 and 5 year olds have right now.
Mm.
And, like, what if one of them had a gun?
Yeah, 100% if they had a gun. Yeah.
Don't they'd be pulling it. To be like, he won't stop saying that chickens lay 6 eggs. Yeah, so I'm going to shoot him with my gun.
Just cocking the hammer on that thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Just
Noah and Finn were fighting about something else the other day. I don't know what the argument was about, but Finn had one of those paint rollers, like a foam one, in his hand. He thought it was soft all the way through.
Well, it's hard and in the middle.
In the heat of the argument, he whomped Noah on the head with it and really opened that melon up. And the scene was like, you know the painting of the Tsar that... Can't say that for the third time. The Tsar that like whacks his son on the head with a fire poker, and then he's just like gripping him with all the blood like coming down his face and stuff.
Are you talking about like Saturn eating his son or
no,
something else?
No, not Saturn
else?
Eating his
no,
son.
No, I did think that as well because the thing he's doing with his body
you're
makes
physically
it look like
with your body doing painting, Saturn eating his son.
No, not that one. But yeah, just like
oh, you're thinking
so
of Tsar beating his son.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, Tsar
not
beating
Saturn
his son.
Eating
yeah.
his son. Tsar beating his son. Yeah.
Yeah.
turns out the head's got a lot of blood in it.
It bleeds like a motherfucker, the skull.
Are your
oh, it
kids
sure does.
Okay?
No.
I think they're kind of like...
I think they're 5 and 3.
Why are they doing Tom and Jerry shit?
Yeah. Well, this painting's called Ivan the Terrible and His Son Ivan.
On the 16th of November, 1581.
Okay. Well, I wish they did Ben and Jerry stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Saturn devouring his son...
Which wasn't actually called that.
Which
they don't
we don't know what it's
what
about.
It depicted. Yeah.
No, no. I only learned recently for the first time that that's not just a regular style painting that a guy did.
It's 3D.
It's on a wall in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That when was it
Goya
was
who kind
was it?
Of
when Goya
freaky
died,
like that.
They went into his
he
house to clear out his shit.
Very freaky guy.
They went into his house to clear out his shit, and he had just done a bunch of extremely insane paintings
was,
directly
up
the walls
his
of his
wall.
House.
He was the incredible minding in there, like for a long time.
Yeah,
so now, Lucy,
he makes canned beans.
So Lucy, not only
thank you,
refused to acknowledge
this
that
guy makes refried beans.
So apparently they used the
devouring his pants.
This MF devouring beans. So they had to use the technology of the day to get the painting off the wall, which was to get another artist to copy it onto a canvas, which is the current existing one is. And they at the person who was commissioning this, at their insistence, they left out Saturn's big erect penis from the painting.
No, they didn't. That's not true. Are you
Saturn,
making this up?
Saturn in the original psycho painting inside
on the
of
wall,
this dude's house.
But he painted it in his house, had his
painted
dick out.
In his house on the wall without telling anyone, is biting the head off his son, and he's got a big hard dick.
Okay, well that happens sometimes. Maybe he'd been on the bus.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, sometimes you're on the bus and
you're riding
the
bus a lot.
Maybe he really needed to pee. Maybe he really needed to pee. It was a warning. And he needed to pee.
He'd just woken up. There are lots of reasons that
could happen.
But he
had to devour his son.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I got to get rid of this.
I got to devour my son.
Oh, fuck. The cops are here.
This is going to look real bad.
Oh,
Oh, well, I'm satin. They can't do anything about this.
Oh, God, it's kicking in. No one was hurt by the gunfire.
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. Yeah.
So he took
four
shots.
What's the crime? Not shooting someone?
Four shots, three people, two shots, one person, one shot each for the remainder. Yeah. Officials said the three victims knew each other but had just met the accused shooter that night. You know when you're at a bar and, like, the weird guy comes up in your group?
Wants to argue about chicken eggs. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know, man, maybe 500. I don't know, 600, 500.
And he's like, sometimes vibes are immediately menacing.
500 eggs?
Sometimes you start chatting earlier in the evening and they seem fine. They seem like they're in good spirits. Next thing you know, you're saying they couldn't possibly lay that many eggs, and he's brandishing a gun, and your evening has taken a turn.
I want everyone to be open to new experiences and to connections with strangers and stuff, because I think we close ourselves off from that a lot. I think that, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, if you went to a bar or a pub, meeting new people and talking to strangers was kind of part of the experience, and now we're more closed off from that.
It's sort of like their internet.
It's sort of like their internet.
That's sort of like a proto-internet.
Yeah.
But I think
the message board of the
local
world,
internet.
You know?
A lot of good stuff can come from that, but often the people that are willing to just sort of approach you and your friends and start a conversation, often you'll be like, early in the evening, you're like, well, that's very charming. Let's see what this guy's all about. I'm going to say it's like an exact 50-50 split of it going good or it going real bad, and you end up saddled with the guy that's going crazy.
With the guy that sucks.
It's either like, oh, he's nice to meet you. I've got this thing on tonight. Nice to meet you guys. See you around. Or it's like, way downhill.
You're stuck and they're getting weirder.
It changes from being a nice conversation to you and your friends collectively looking for the opportunity to say, all right, go now. Yeah. Just go.
You're trying to turning your body language. You're leaning on the bar to like block
it
out.
You got
to
wait for them to get a beer.
When are you headed off? Do you think?
You guys say you're going to a house party?
What are you up to tonight?
Are we walking or are we getting a maxi taxi?
I reckon we meet you there. How about we meet you there?
Oh,
that sounds
five
good.
Five of us. That's a maxi, isn't it? We're gonna have to get the maxi taxi,
we'll
not
have to
a
get
regular
maxi
taxi.
Yeah, it costs a little extra.
Can you still get a maxi taxi?
Oh, you can
get
a maxi
taxi. Oh, yeah, you can.
You can get a maxi taxi. You can get a big Uber, an Uber large.
A boober.
Don't ever catch me in the fucking Uber XL. I'm in that maxi taxi every time.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hanging on to the little handle up top.
You probably got a couple extra seats because you're never filling out a maxi taxi.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just luxury. It's just luxury. Maxi taxi for one, please.
I'll just stretch out
the back with my feet up.
All this
oh my god,
space
getting in the back and be like, this is allowed, by the way. I'm paying full price.
Yeah.
Peter Riera was arrested and faces multiple charges, including aggravated
assault.
Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Now, I love this as a story. You're arguing about eggs. A guy starts flipping out. He starts shooting at you in the car park. Classic.
And
night out. You don't know where it's going. I'm just posting in our group chat now an image from CCTV of immediately before he started.
That's the guy that hangs out with Naughty. That I was talking about the other week.
Oh, the pedophile that you were talking about?
It's the pedophile that hangs out with Naughty.
This
it's
is a
ears.
Fucking Amish farmer. No, he's not Amish because I guess he's wearing denim. He is wearing denim overalls that are cut off at the knee.
Denim
Birkenstocks.
Denim over jorts?
Denim over jorts, Birkenstocks.
He has what do we call that style of beard? Is that an old Dutch?
Yeah, it's a very Amish beard.
He looks like Big Ears.
Yeah.
A Von Dutch? What do we call that? No, that's the quote, that, Brad.
That's not Von Dutch, I don't think.
This guy is a mob beard. Enemy from Redneck Rampage.
Yeah, well, one of the guys that shoots at you in whatever Far Cry was set in the American
He's also wearing the hat that a forest ranger or Smokey the Bear would be wearing.
Yes, he's got... No, he's... Yeah, or
straw colored.
It's not big enough to be Pharrell's.
It's like a farmer hat, maybe. Yeah.
And he's gesturing emphatically. His face is beat red.
He's
and
holding
he is
a gun.
Very menacingly holding the Glock.
Yeah, he is
strong-looking forearms.
Extremely.
Did Do you think he approached them at the bar and was like,
on
hey,
that gun is
how
just
many
I'll be back.
Eggs do you think a chicken lays?
How many eggs?
Do you think he started the conversation?
Lays on his lifetime.
Oh, I don't know. Like I don't know.
100?
200? I'll be back.
Let me just go out to my truck.
Like Anton Chigurh right approaching at the bar, just like, how many eggs does a chicken lay?
What a...
I can't rightly say. I don't know these chickens. How many eggs? Are the chickens fed regular like?
Just call it.
Oh, that's really good.
Don't put it in your pocket. It's your lucky shell case.
Sugar. So being in the group chat means I have to look at that the Obama impersonator. You've got directly one image up. Very
not an impersonator.
Unpleasant.
Look.
An impressionist.
We were talking earlier about cameo type people, and I was looking at the political commentators, and I popped that in there in case I was going to mention that the Reggie Brown, the Obama impressionist, charges more for a cameo than Sarah Palin, former governor of Alaska,
literally,
and
Sarah
real
Palin.
Person, and Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico.
Oh, Vicente. It's falling on hard times. Although that exchange rate, I guess, pretty good. Do you think he's making the delineation between an impressionist and an impersonator? Because it's meant to give you the sense of something without being a lifelike recreation of it?
Mm,
as opposed to an impersonator.
The word impressionist, yeah.
Yeah. Like you just meant to be left with the lingering impression.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, because if you're talking about, like, say, someone on SNL, like, what's his name, James Austin... Johnson? J-A-J?
James Austin Butler.
Brian Austin Johnson Green. That guy.
Yeah. Jab?
Yeah, the guy who...
One
guy
of those
who,
names.
The guy who was doing the really good Trump impression, they didn't put him on SNL during the first term.
Like, yeah.
And then when Trump got back in, they were like, oh, we got it.
Also, conveniently, their previous Trump was Alec Baldwin, and then I think some stuff happened.
Maybe.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I think he got into an argument about some eggs on a film set. But yeah, when you're on SNL, they talk about someone doing a Trump impression or whatever. They say this person's got this impression. They don't say they impersonate this person.
Yeah,
it feels like something about, a Chester
I feel like
would
playing
do.
The character is doing the impression. Maybe an impersonator is the people who just have memorized like 3 or 4 sayings or gestures.
No, I think an impersonator, you've got to, your job is to make people believe you're that person.
Yes. An impressionist is just
an
to
impressionist
make you think
is to do like a funny
that.
Joke. Yeah. An impersonator is like you're meant to think that that's Taylor Swift or whatever.
It's like the cartoons that they do, the big features, the kind of.
Well,
they're
it's a pulling caricature.
Stuff out.
Caricature?
Caricature.
They make your teeth much bigger and your ears much. It's very.
Your breasts
fruity.
Huge.
They made my nose so big. They made my nose huge.
The gap in my teeth is the gap between my front teeth. It's a mile wide. What are they doing to me?
I mean, they pick one thing.
They pick one. Yeah.
They pick
generally
one
speaking.
Thing. Yeah.
But yeah, like I've always been fascinated by. Impressionists or impersonators for hire for events and the beautiful mind that sees that as an option and says, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's give this a go.
They even do weddings.
Yeah. I'm going to have an impersonator at my birthday party.
I'm going to get married and I'm going to have a Tony Soprano and Carmela Soprano impersonator the party.
Yeah.
You got
I remember looking at a whole fucking website of Sopranos impersonators, right? And it was like, this person will come and hang out at your wedding for like 2 hours. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing
what
there
do
for
they
2 hours?
Do they
what
just
they
walk
doing?
Around?
Yeah, what do they do?
If you're a Tony Soprano impressionist, are you like strangling people if they say something you find rude? What? How far can it go? Or
and
do you
it's
go,
like
gabba-gool?
The I think you should leave thing. It's like, he can hit.
And also, he's got two things that he says, and he just walks around the party saying those two things. That's got to be most of them, right?
I don't understand, like, especially at like a wedding or something. You've got two people who maybe haven't seen each other for like a decade, and they're brought together by this destination wedding, and they're talking about how like fatherhood has changed them, how they're viewing the world differently, less through the lens of what they want,
how they can make the world better for the people that are in their lives. So that a guy walks up and he's just like, I'm totally surprised. <It's> like, what? I'm Tony Soprano. Hmm?
You can't be like, sorry, we're having a conversation. We're actually, you can't be like, oh, sure, you can join this. Like, what do you do for work? He's going to be like, I work in whatever fucking Tony Soprano says.
My boy's name is AJ.
He sleeps with the fishes.
Or something.
You're like, oh, okay, cool.
Can I say something? Because this is a bonus episode, so I'm a little less worried about like...
Quick straw poll. Can Ben say something? Hands up.
Yep.
Okay. All right, it's 2 out of 3.
We're 2 out of 3. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all right. That's my opinion. Doesn't matter. Oh, what a surprise. Look, the men overrule everything.
We're trying to do a democracy here.
Sometimes I worry that some of the stuff we say on here will probably be, like, it's kind of, you can't talk bad about other people in the industry because there might be some backlash. We might get fewer, like, work opportunities, fewer gigs and this sort of thing.
I think we're going to get canceled.
What's his name? The guy that we're talking about that does the Trump? James Austin Green?
I reckon it's Johnson.
We're mixing
Johnson,
up a lot
Austin
of names
Green?
There.
James Austin Johnson.
His
it
YouTube
is James
videos.
Austin Johnson.
James Austin Johnson.
His Pokemon one of my favorites. Very
good. Yes. Okay, so that early stuff where it was like COVID and he was just walking around LA pulling
his
mask
off.
The impression.
Very himself, funny.
Pulling his mask back up when people were walking past him because it was all very off the cuff, very like, I'm just walking around, I'm just doing these.
Yeah.
Amazing. Once you get the SNL money, but also the SNL writers' room, other
and they
people
put the makeup on him.
They put the makeup makes
that's
him
not
look
your
like
fault.
Dog
they're
shit.
Putting the makeup on him. They're making him say stupid shit.
They've taken his edge off. They've taken away the thing that makes him actually funny.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now he's just a vehicle for a fucking an aging Lord Michaels to do his fucking middling whatever bullshit. And now he sucks. He sucks now.
He was in Hail Caesar.
Sorry that happened.
He was in Hail Caesar?
What?
That I've watched that true. Movie like 5 million times.
That's fairly old, is it not? Are you?
2015? 2016?
Are we mixing up another guy with three names?
No, that is 2016, Ben. So right when he could have been on SNL doing his
I don't think
impression.
He has a speaking role. From the screenshot I'm looking at.
He appears to be standing around in the background.
He's walking behind the guy that plays Hobie
like
Doyle.
Extra?
When Hobie Doyle gets off a horse.
But
and he's eating those beans.
Big things on the horizon. He will be in the Angry Birds movie 3.
That's great news.
2026. Look forward to that.
I'm glad he's got his bag. Like, I respect that.
At what point do you say no?
No to the bag?
Wait till one of us gets offered some SNL money.
Oh, my God. If anyone offers us any money at all.
Yeah,
do you want to be in the Labubu movie? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
$500? 50. What do you got?
$50.
But if someone said to me, we're going to give you SNL money, whatever that is, but also you have to relocate to New York, I'd go, moving is so hard, dude.
Yeah.
But if I had to move.
How often do I have to do
it,
though?
Imagine yourself in New York City. New York City,
New York City?
Williamsburg.
What if I couldn't make it, though, Lucy?
Yeah.
The Lower East Side. Alphabet City.
Meatpacking District. Manhattan.
West Manhattan.
Baby.
South Manhattan.
Ridgewood,
Erewhon
Queens.
Groceries. Bodega.
Coney Island.
Upper East West Manhattan.
The Staten Island Ferry.
The Port Authority.
The Guadalupe Airport.
The O'Hare Airport.
Sully Sullenberger.
Texas
the Empire
A&M.
State Building, baby.
The Chrysler Building.
9/11.
Spider-Man.
From the movie
Spider-Man lives there.
Yeah.
It's fucking tight that Spider-Man lives there.
Hey, if you already
Grand
think
Theft
that
Auto
we've
4.
Sold out, you could potentially let us know with a very unpleasant message via one of the ways to contact us. And one of the ways to contact us is the Bunta Vista Hotline. It's time for the Bunta Vista Hotline.
1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista Hotline. You can send us an email. Mailbag@buntavista.com. Maybe DM us on Twitter.
You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook. Yeah,
1-800-317-515. That's the Punta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Punta Vista Hotline.
This comes to us from listener Jack. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. I found this about 6 months ago, and it's kind of haunted me since then, and it seems Punta Vista aligned. Brackets, bleak and sad, but weird and distant to me personally.
What a brand.
Wow, you've really nailed it. That's damning of us, maybe. But
yeah, that's kind of...
That's kind of what it is, yeah. So here it is. It's a bit of a rabbit hole, but it's very strange and rewarding of a deep dive into what I think is a uniquely American microculture. Maybe Americans know about this stuff, but it's wild to me. You know what, Jack? I'm willing to say it. I don't give a shit if Americans already know about it. Mm-hmm. basically, Dollar General stores discount items they want to get rid of to a penny, sometimes without notice, so that people come and clear them out and they don't need to trash a bunch of stuff. But this leads to... strange emergent communities of people who maybe feel weird about clearing out shelves and leaving a mess, so they also volunteer to face merchandise and act like pseudo employees, but who are not allowed to use the staff bathrooms.
Face
what?
Merchandise?
What?
Okay, look at three fucking rubes who have never worked in retail. It's facing is when you're not filling stock, but you're just bringing everything
to the front.
You face it. You face the shelves. Yeah,
that's not the part I have a problem with.
Huh?
So not only are you getting rid of the merchandise that they would otherwise throw out, but you are also like freshening up the shelves for them.
I think it's probably full disclosure. We're going to find out that not everyone is doing the tidying up after themselves.
Okay. All right. Some people are just going psycho in there.
Also, it's not as clear cut as that either. But Jack continues, I started with this post that got me interested. Quote, so I had my first sassy employee yesterday, went in looking for 90% because this store is normally very clean and organized. Lo and behold, 5 pennies jumped out at me. That's what they call stuff that's been discounted to a penny.
Yeah.
It's a penny. So I decided to spend some time and merchandise their NCI section, which I believe NCI? Is non-consumable items.
Okay.
When the DG employee walked by, I said, hope you don't mind. I'm just helping out while I'm here. And her response was, you don't have to lie. I know you're penny shopping.
Fucking busted.
Yeah.
Are you not meant to penny shop? I don't.
These
I don't
people
understand.
Fucking hate penny shoppers.
Why do you make it a penny?
So
why
much.
Do you make it? Why do you do the
Why
thing?
Do you make it a penny?
Well, it's not down to the individual Dollar General employees who make that call, but also,
yeah,
come down for the arsehole sale where we all hate you.
Yeah, hey, it's cunt day at the Dollar General.
It's cheap. We'll all call you a cunt.
Want to come down and get kind of looked at sideways by everyone?
Want to get yelled at and leave with a cheap item?
And talk a lot of shit about you, and we're going to have the store mic on just in our vicinity at the same time. On aisle 6, look at this cheap bitch.
Cheap bitch in aisle 4. We've got a cheap bitch.
We've got a penny shopping motherfucker in aisle 2.
I proceeded to find 6 pennies and fix their NCI rug and bedding sections, happily handed the trash I gathered as I was cleaning when I checked out. You're welcome, DJ. DG. You got 2 hours of my labor, and I got 6 pennies. I'm going back to the places that appreciate me. Lol.
So you did 2 hours of work.
I'm very
confused.
And you
picked out 6 items that had been reduced to a penny.
To a penny.
6 cents for 6 items. That's a fucking great deal.
6 cents. And you went and worked at the store for free.
So this is like, there's no reason. Is there a reason for him to be staying longer in the store than it takes to find the stuff? Like, I understand, okay, there's this trade-off of now putting the stuff up, but he's not waiting around for other stuff to happen, right?
Well,
it's like
I think that the crucial thing that you have to know about penny shoppers is that it takes a long time to find the stuff that is for a penny because it's not listed on the ticket price. They don't advertise that it costs a penny.
Are they like individually marked items?
They are not individually marked either. What they have to do is they download the Dollar General app, which has a barcode scanner on it, which will tell you what the price is at every like Dollar General store or whatever. But, and they have to scan the barcode of every single item and then find out if it comes up for 1 cent.
So you mean that they might have, for example, a whole bunch of canned goods and maybe a sixth of their inventory has like ticked past its best buy date.
Correct.
And you're like saying in our inventory, we're marking these particular items and you have to like scan the barcode and establish that it is one of a specific batch of a bulk good.
I'm reading it now. It says, I think it's just like expired things. It says when the Dollar General employees don't remove the items from the shelves, you find them, 100%. It'll be 1 penny.
Yeah, so they're not even really meant to be for sale. The point is that it scans for 1 cent. You can sell it to the person who brought it to the counter, but then you're meant to go and remove the remainder.
The stuff from the shelves. Yeah, okay.
So it's like an internal sort of flag that something is no longer meant to be for sale.
An easier way for them to work out.
Well, we'll get to that as well.
Had gone.
This is part of a larger system.
This is insane. So this is absolutely insane.
The most insane comment I saw was, quote, stuck in a Walmart with no power and a cart full of hidden 90% off clearance. Check your Walmart for the CWC cooking brand. Pray this tornado passes over me without hitting the ground.
God damn. No wonder I had my run of the place, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still really fundamentally confused about what's going on here.
Okay. Well, I'll explain in greater detail. Anyway, not exactly a news story, but submitting for your kind consideration. Nevertheless, love the pod. Cheers, Jack. Now, you guys might be confused, Jack, about this policy, so I have someone posted a screenshot of an email that Dollar General Corporate gave to them about the penny shopping phenomenon.
Yeah, someone fuddled me, Theo.
Yeah. I'm fuddled right up.
Hello, Pamela. Right, thank you for reaching out to us. In response to your question about penny lists, penny apps, penny sales, or Penny Tuesday, when Dollar General has select merchandise, seasonal and non-seasonal, that has been marked down incrementally or otherwise discontinued, it will ring 1 cent. This figure is not a sale price, but a figure to signal our associates the item has been marked out of stock and should be removed from the sales floor. Moreover, once this merchandise is removed, our stores have specific instructions on how each item is to be processed. The only list of this select merchandise is sent internally from our merchandising team to the stores, and this list is not intended for publication. So just a quick note here. The way people find out about what is on the penny list...
It's leaked, right? Because why wouldn't you leak it? If you work at the fucking Dollar General for $10 an hour, why wouldn't you leak this?
So like the store managers get this list on like a Friday... And then it's brought into effect on a Tuesday, which means there's like a 4-day window that someone from corporate or a store manager can link this to a YouTuber or a TikToker or someone with a Facebook group.
Maybe get a little cash on the
side.
Maybe a little something for
Well, they've got to be doing it for – they're not doing it out of altruism.
Just a little cream off
unless
the
top. It helps you incentivize –
You bring me one of each item.
Like, it could be, this could be kind of part of the whole design of the thing is you leak it and it incentivizes the stores to remove everything on time before they get penny shoppers. If our customer brings an item or items to the register from the sales floor and this merchandise rings 1 cent after the SKU has been verified as an out of stock item, this merchandise and only this merchandise should be sold to the customer for the amount shown on the register. The customer cannot return to the floor to purchase any additional merchandise.
You're not allowed back in the store to get more.
Yeah, wait, I want 10 more of these. Too fucking bad. You can get the ones that you've got.
Yeah.
Wow.
You only get what you get.
Why have they constructed this Squid Game
insane.
Shopping
this
experience?
Is fucking insane.
Yeah.
The staff member is like, what are you up to? And you're like, nothing.
This is something that's got to have evolved over time, right, to kind of just be like, well, this is
a naturally occurring system. Right?
It's now. The purpose of a system
is what it does.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah.
Could have been anything. Right? The purpose of a system is bad.
It results in the things getting cleared out, and they pay less money than they would pay if they had to hire staff to do like night fill type stuff. But right?
Don't message us to say like, "What don't you get about this?" We get it. It's just insane.
It's we understand. We're not
very
stupid.
One of the things that I saw coming up a bunch was also that they get given a list of all the stuff that's going to become 1 cent, so they can remove it before Tuesday. But they're very understaffed. They often don't have the time, and also the lists are often not comprehensive. So they won't be told about something that's going to become 1 cent. But somehow, from your YouTubes, your TikToks, your Facebook groups, the customers are aware of them. And then your shop just gets pulled apart.
They're aware of them, though, because surely if you're a person who works at the Dollar General and they say to you, "Oh, we just got the task in where you have to go through 500 cans of dog food and scan each of them one at a time and see if they ping on the thing. And if they do, you get to carry them somewhere."
Or you
post it on TikTok or Reddit and someone comes down to your store and just takes them away.
Just takes them all. Yeah. And you got
we could cut out the middleman here maybe by just having the staff put all of this stuff in a bin at the front of the store, and then they post on their Facebook group or whatever for, you know, Idaho Dollar General. You say, "Items in the bin out front, they're there until midday tomorrow." And then people just come down and take them all away.
Yeah.
You still got to fish them all out.
Seems like that'd be smart. Yeah, I mean, you still got to sort through your entire inventory to do it. Like, if you're making people sort through your inventory for you, great, problem solved.
Pre-sorted. It's like how we got the, you know, you do the curbside collection, right? And yes, the council's supposed to come and pick that up.
But the copper thieves get there first.
Well,
copper takers, because it's not illegal.
It's not illegal. It's
free use. It's free use copper.
Yeah.
This is an excerpt from the Standard Operating Procedures Manual for operating a Dollar General store.
If you are a Dollar General operator.
SOP 193, penny sales. Policy. Penny sales should not occur in a store at any time. If an item rings up for a penny, the item should be sold to the customer for a penny, but the SKU must be validated using the procedures below.
How are we starting with penny sales should not occur in a store at any time?
Should in the sense of if you are operating your store correctly, they should literally never happen.
Oh, but I thought they were saying this shouldn't happen. You're not to do it. Yeah. And here's how to do it.
Yes.
Here's which one to sell.
If the SKU is out of date, the merchandise must be removed and reviewed using the product recovery process. Note, under no circumstances should an American flag be destroyed or discarded.
Yes.
Donate remaining units of American flags to one of the following groups or institutions in your area.
Oh my God.
Boy Scout troops, Girl Scouts troop, the VFW, National Guard Armory/Military Base, public school, cemeteries. Keep remaining American flags on the sales floor or in the receiving room until you are able to donate them. If the store manager is unable to donate one of the groups listed above, he or she should contact the district manager. Your country sucks. It is very funny.
We say this all the time. We're like, "Oh, America's so dumb. All the stupid food or whatever." That is the most insane thing I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Who cares? Who gives a shit?
That is so fucking insane.
I saw a Reddit post like 2 days ago that was a teenager talking about how they had chosen to just stay seated during the Declaration of Independence at their school and how their teacher and the principal were like, "No, for real, you should be doing it." They were asking on like the legal advice forum on presenting their case to the fucking, you know, whatever it was, the education board. That they were like, "They need to fuck off and leave me alone about this. There's been a whole bunch of Supreme Court cases about this." But every time I'm here, I'm like, you get them to stand up and say they promise to be America's boyfriend every day.
It's so humiliating.
Every day you have to get up and say, "I will hold America's hand.
Yeah,
I will laugh at America's jokes at a house party."
Sweetie, it's coming off as really insecure.
It's really desperate,
it's
actually.
It's so desperate. It's so fucking insecure. You don't need everyone to love you.
You don't need to please everybody.
You don't need to please everybody.
Set boundaries with America. Yes. Set your own personal boundaries with patriotism.
What is America bringing to the table for you that's making you feel compelled to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Hmm. Just start small. Just be like, you know what? I'm not going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. See how that feels.
Do you feel
see how
held
that feels for you? Do you
by
feel
America?
Held?
I have some posts from the Dollar General subreddit here. This one is from the user gun-toting Aspie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know what I realized today when I found this? I know why. It's not a surprise. It was just I hadn't really thought about it, is that for a while there, because of my life and the sort of people I know, I knew a lot of people who self-described as Aspies.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we don't say that anymore. That's
we
gone.
We don't say that anymore. It's done, yeah.
They might have had that Reddit handle for ages. You're not just going to change it. All your buddies on there don't recognize who they're suddenly talking
Aspie
to things about.
I'm gun-toting Aspie.
Does my Reddit
reach
gold carry over if I change my name? How many eggs?
How many
eggs? It's probably the same guy.
That's
this
very
is my special
wrong.
Interest.
That's
how
wrong.
Many eggs?
That's not how many eggs there would be. That's a very wrong number of eggs.
That's wrong. I'm getting my gun.
Sean Murphy voicing right now.
I'm doing something.
This is definitely one of these ones where like I hope
I'm getting my gun.
I hope it is implicit, but let's make it explicit that like, hey, you guys are not having a great time with cost of living, things of that nature. If somebody is just getting down there to get their penny items because they're trying to make ends meet, where we have no problem with this. We're not 100%. Shaming anyone. Absolutely. I'm just saying this is one of those things that's fundamentally baffling that it exists in the first place. Like, putting the padlock on the dumpster so people can't take the fresh food you're throwing out from your place every night. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Society is sick. We're laughing at society, not at people.
We live in a
like,
sick society. Yeah.
Hey, it's a sick, sad world.
Feed my family for a little bit cheaper. That's fucking fantastic. A lot of the stuff people are doing with the penny sales, from what I saw, often baffling. I saw one where a woman was like, incredible. I got 128 solar-powered, like, steak garden lights. For $1.28. And I was like, that's a very good deal.
That's a lot of solar.
You know when you like first start a Minecraft save and you're just putting torches everywhere?
Yeah.
Just to keep the monsters away.
Yeah.
This is from Gun-Toting Aspie. Holy hell, the penny shoppers were bad yesterday. You know the drill. We pull all of the shit on the list they give us, but it's only a small fraction of the products that actually pennied out.
Oh,
no. Q3 window lickers right off the bat. I wouldn't have. That feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's evocative. I'll give them that.
From Gun-Toting Aspie?
And what a bop.
And what a bop. What a song.
The intro, very long, though.
Very long intro, very long limo.
Yeah.
You got to wait a long time for the limo to arrive.
Oh, what a video.
Hey, can we just take a moment? Can we take a moment to argue yet another canonical Bunta Vista position? Give us an HD remaster of the Window Licker video, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only see that in standard definition. I know it only would have aired in standard definition, but you've got the fucking tape somewhere.
I don't know
right?
what you're talking about.
Oh, Lucy, you know you're in for a treat. Lucy, next time you have
band?
A weed gummy.
What's the band? What band?
It's a guy, Richard D. James.
One Welsh
also known as
gentleman
Aphex
and
Twin.
A lot of computers and synthesizers.
Yeah.
One
okay.
unusual, reclusive man. Next time you're having one of your weed gummies, before you start your movie,
before I put on 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Before you put on 2001 A Space Odyssey, just throw on Window Licker by Aphex
you go,
Twin.
Window Licker. Come to Daddy, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I don't know whether we should be doing Come to Daddy.
Why? It's
on a weed
gummy? A, it's a really good song. B, it's a really good film clip.
But she's not going to get scared.
I don't know.
Maybe she's not scared to feel exhilarated.
I'll replace it with something else. Yeah. Fat Lip by Sum 41.
It's a good video clip for my memory. It's Chris Cunningham, is that right?
Can I do a reset? I want to say Window Licker, Come to Daddy, Salmon Dance by the Chemical Brothers. Just like a palate cleanse. Yeah. Like, I'm having fun. This is fun. 2001 A Space Odyssey.
2001 A Space Odyssey.
Then Rabbit in Your Headlights by Uncle.
Yeah. Featuring.
I'd also accept the film clip for Star Guitar by Chemical Brothers.
Oh, my God. Oh! Star Guitar. Okay. Window Licker.
Okay.
Come to Daddy.
Star Guitar.
Seven Dance.
Is it a Michel Gondry?
Classic
Michel
Gondry. I love a Michel Gondry. Now we're talking.
That song used in the opening credits of a great movie to watch on Edibles. Smiley Face by Greg Araki, which is a movie about what's her name? The actress from Scary Movie.
Anna Faris
has a bunch of simple errands to do, but she accidentally had too many edibles. Yes. And that's the whole movie. And it's a straight All movie right. by gay director Greg Araki, who usually only does gay movies.
Okay.
It says that at the start of his movies, a gay movie by Greg Araki, but not smiley face.
Do you think there will come a day when Anna Faris has like a really sick career resurgence? Because she's going to
be in Scary Movie 6. It's coming out next year.
It's not a resurgence. That's the same path she's been on the whole time.
She's just someone where like I always felt like she was destined for big things.
I had a podcast. She's so funny.
She's going to do a Bill Murray and have a later in life serious movie turn.
That's what I hope for.
Foreshadowed by her being in Lost in Translation. Q3 window lickers right off the bat. One wanted his eagle red shorts. The other two started tearing apart our clothing aisle. Just a normal Tuesday morning as far as I'm concerned. I guess the DG gods were mad at me yesterday, though, and by 9 a.m, we have around a dozen people literally rampaging through the store, scanning literally every fucking UPC they could find. Three got into a fight over the Kingsford charcoal that pennied out. Two people tried to go behind the counter to scan electronics, and I caught some lady in the stock room trying to load up a pile of White Star socks we pulled a few days earlier into her cart.
This is a China medieval dystopia. This is a ridiculous state of affairs for insane. A nation to be in.
Yeah, this is hyper-normalization. God, it's so hyper-normalized.
You've got a Lord of the Flies thing going on in here.
It's
two
bad.
Things. Number one, charcoal. That's a fucking great item to get pennied out.
Oh, a penny for 15 kilos of charcoal? 20 kilos of charcoal?
That's
12?
It's never going to go bad. And
what are we filtering with that?
Charcoal is relatively pricey.
Charcoal does go bad. If you live
in
Queensland, no, you're fine where you are because it's dry.
Oh, yeah.
It's arid. Yeah. If you live in the subtropics, they'll absorb a level of moisture that'll make them smoky as fuck.
You're getting wet coal.
Ideally, you can penny out a dehumidifier as well.
Maybe I should be putting some of those delicious little the flavoring packets
silica,
that come in stuff.
Silica guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Silica gel?
Look, charcoal, great thing to penny out on.
How easily you've adopted the lingo.
but I think it probably doesn't bode well if you have reoriented your belief system and now you have the DG gods. It's a bad time.
I think they get you very early on in the training.
You're offering a little prayer beforehand, before you come out from the stockroom, putting a little joss stick on the DG God dais, you know? Please be forgiving of us today. And let our codes be on scene.
Yeah, before all of the ravens come in to pick your flesh off or whatever is happening here. Hmm.
Dozen other stores in my district too, and one store manager got physically assaulted by someone in my store earlier. Now my entire store is a mess. The queue line and impulse area is mostly on the floor. Clothing needs to be completely recovered, yada, yada, yada. Honestly, we've had some awful Tuesdays before, but I've never seen it as crazy as it was yesterday. Maybe it was just a fluke. I don't know. Now for a flip perspective, this is one from a penny shopper. Yeah, I'm going to flip the script.
Yeah.
I am a penny shopper who always apologizes for other penny shoppers and just messy shoppers in general. I will leave a store looking better than what it did when I walked in because I feel so bad that the employees have to deal with people destroying their store and they are already short-staffed anyway. I've even swept aisles, fixed shelving, reorganized whole aisles, etc.
This is what I'm telling myself when I stack the plates in the cafe. I'm really helping right now.
When I go to the stores, 95% of the time I go, I am doing something that I mentioned above. I normally do not spend any less than 3 hours in each store. A couple of months ago, I spent both day and evening shift at the store. I was in that store for 13 hours. So when I tell you that I make sure that I clean and organize everything back to what it was before I got there, that is exactly what I mean.
Can I ask, Ben? So look, you read us the store's policy before,
correct?
Right? So we understand the store's position. You're meant to be getting this shit off the floor, but also we're kind of collectively agreeing to not make a big deal out of people buying it, I guess.
Yeah.
So Is it the shoppers who have entirely fabricated this idea that they need to be kind of giving back to the Dollar General through the form of this labor?
Yeah, this is not encouraged by Dollar General in any way, shape, or form.
This
like,
is a thing everybody's invented for themselves.
Well, probably. I mean, I
but
think
Dollar General hasn't stopped it. They haven't done anything to stop this.
No.
Yeah, to say, hey, if you're not on the payroll, you shouldn't be sweeping the floor.
Maybe they're kind of like, hey, free floor sweepers. Like,
the root cause is kind of further up the chain. There is partially the hiring, staffing practices and paying practices of Dollar General, which means they are a nightmare because no one there has enough time to do anything. Also, they're barely paid and the job fucking sucks.
Or the incentive,
And then there is also, I guess, probably, and this feels very lazy, capitalism generally.
Yeah.
Probably has, because there are people that are struggling to like
capitalism.
Feed their families. So they're doing this, but then also they feel this immense guilt because they're getting these very cheap items and also because doing it involves a shitload of labor, which they're willing
they
to
really
do because
did.
They're desperate to save money.
They really did some psychology on the Americans.
Yeah.
They got in there
They've done
and
some
they
psychology,
made
yeah.
some psychology happen because this is a very... a very odd state of affairs that you have arrived.
I mean, like, do you know what happens to, like, the Aldi middle aisle when they announce a sale? People will queue up, like, hours before the Aldi opens.
I know, but in Australia, they're just, in Australia, they're, like, they're in there swinging hammers and killing each other, I think.
Yeah. This is the same sort of desperation maybe manifested a little bit worse in America because...
Yeah.
They have some psychology going on and things are just objectively worse.
And some material conditions,
I think their noses are rubbed in this shit like 24/7, that welfare is disgusting and this is welfare adjacent, that they're getting this for essentially for free and that makes them less of a person and they are trying to repent for sins that are not theirs.
Not real sins.
They're
not
real
sins.
Sins.
Not real sins.
You're not
real
sins. It's not, you're not the problem. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. Hey.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
You can get the cheap shit.
Yeah.
Just don't be an asshole to the people who work at Dollar General because their life fucking sucks.
Absolutely. But for the company, do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Dude.
There's a middle ground here where you're just like, hey, brother, I got a list here. I'm going to grab a bunch of shit. I'm sorry. You're going to have to ring it all up individually so that it all comes up as 1 cent. I'm going to wait until it's quiet. I'm not going to be a pain in the ass. I'm not going to tear your shit apart. Just don't hassle me. I won't hassle you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody fucking wins.
I've got an alternative suggestion for you, Ben.
Gun.
You go.
Yeah.
You go in.
Give me all your 1 cent items.
You
I'll
go
pay
in,
for them.
You go in and you do what you got to do to get your pennies off. You know, you go in there. If you gotta, how else are you gonna do this without pulling all the stuff off the shelf to get to the other stuff that you can't scan? You know what I mean? Mm. Maybe sometimes a couple of items end up in the wrong place, whatever. We all understand the system. Just when you get up to the counter and the first one rings up as a penny, just palm the person behind the register a nickel bag of mid-weed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's good. A little bit of 35-year-old's delight.
Yep. Just some of that bush weed you grew yourself, you know, because times are tough. We can't
going
all
back
be
to
affording
bartering.
To spend hundreds of dollars per ounce, you know?
Yeah.
So just palm little something, you know, even just a one hitter, you know?
Yeah.
Pass a little one hitter over there.
Dude,
absolutely. With your fucking coupons, you know?
You just fucking load up the cone. You go, hey, brother, I got a lot of 1 cent transactions to rig up. Here you go. This is a straight I named myself. It's called Azeroth's Blessing. Yeah. It's not real. I don't know what it is, but that's what I call it.
And it's not
going
to slow you down either. It's not going to put you...
You'll still be able to work.
I know
you
got shit
to do. It's
going to
actually make you really paranoid.
Yeah.
Totally paranoia. No body high.
Yeah.
All paranoia.
Dollar General made...
I did cut some of my skin off when I was on Azeroth's Blessing.
Dollar General made $2.5 billion in net income, so profit. In 2023. So they're choosing not to staff the stores.
Oh, 100%.
You do not have to do this for them.
Fuck a Dollar General.
I mean, don't
fuck
ruin the lives of the people that work there, but
just
fuck a Dollar General.
Steal it. Just
but,
steal it.
But maybe find the CEO's
home address.
Address.
All my stores either know my face or know me by name. I even bring the employees these little coconut drinks that are expensive, but they really liked, often to one of my favorite stores.
If they're expensive, what are you doing there for the pennies, huh?
Fucking... A lot of people, it's just the thrill of...
It's the thrill of getting something for cheap, right? Yeah.
Is like this community as well?
Record bins and you find something you want. That little dopamine hit, that rush. Oh!
Yeah, that's true.
Is this what the third place is now? Is that what third place is?
No, no, it's not. I don't think so.
Is
not
this
at
the
all.
Third place for them?
No, that's not it. That's not it. What that is.
And I always try to at least offer to get the employee something, or at least offer to share what I bought with the employee. See, that's good. That's great. Hey, you have this.
One for you, one for me, one for you.
Knock off
frozen
rug. I
just looked it up. It's
rug.
Definitely the third place there.
Well, that's not a third place. Is a place you go to. It's not your home or your work where you meet people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That she's going there. She knows all the people. She talks to them. She gives them stuff socially, sharing food.
Like buying the bartender a shot.
You assumed this is a woman?
Wasn't it? Sorry.
That's very funny. Women be shopping.
She's
that's
been using the pronoun I for the entire thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess women be shopping, Theo.
Very telling.
In your
very
twisted
telling.
World, only women go to the store.
It's more that she's thought enough to bring some stuff for the employees.
Because men wouldn't be considerate.
Oh,
yeah, that's fair.
Because women are thoughtful.
That's
okay.
Very valid.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't. And also, I think that the armed Aspie wouldn't be doing that either, potentially.
This past Tuesday, I spent all day penny shopping and I bought some chips. And even though the four bags of chips were not a penny, I still asked the employee what was her favorite flavor of chips and got some for her just to be courteous. Courteous to the employees.
Yep, got it.
Courteous.
And more times than not, they will be good to you back. Now, there are some employees that are just plain rude or hate their job, take it out on the customers, but most of them are not that way. Smiley face.
I put it to you that you are inserting yourself into this workplace
this to the jury?
In a way that is inappropriate and uncomfortable. I'm just a simple country lawyer.
I put it to you.
Put it to you, sir or madam.
I have one final thing to give you. This is not related to penny shopping at all. It's just something I found in the Dollar General subreddit, which is just a tremendous series of words from an enthusiastic Dollar General shopper titled "My Experience with Dollar General," and from the looks of it, not the same as yours.
Different thinker.
Okay.
Here we go. I have been shopping at my local Dollar General for about 5 years, and you know what? I like it. My criticism about Dollar General is that it's a scaled-down store. I call it a supplemental store. I would like a bigger one. I appreciate the manager that we have. I know he works very hard.
That was a good compliment sandwich just there.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
I like it. It is a little scaled down. It could be bigger.
He's
but
after
I love
a
the manager.
50 general.
Granted, I cannot get fresh meats, vegetables, and fruits because it's a scaled-down store, but I do have other access to such.
Yeah, they do sell that in other places.
I can get USDA inspected, very important to me, hamburg, as well as frozen chicken, ham steaks, hot dogs, tons of pre-packaged cold cuts, and tons of other types of meat, breaded chicken, crab cakes, three different types of meatballs, etc. A large selection of cheeses. And I'll be 55
shakes, 55 fries.
55 burgers.
And I'll be frozen or canned. I can get every imaginable vegetable. Broccoli, cauliflower, peas, carrots, corn, spinach, mushrooms, asparagus, etc. Plus a ton of different cereals and other breakfast items, including bacon, sausage and eggs, baking goods.
List some more.
Coffee and tea items, a ton of snack items, chips, etc., snack cakes, etc.
It is simply a kaleidoscope of foods.
Plus, they have a good supply of ice cream products and other frozen desserts and a ton of other frozen items like French fries, breakfast items, frozen meals. And, well, the only thing they don't have is fresh meats, vegetables, and fruits.
You said that.
Yeah, we covered that. Although it was a long time ago, so I do appreciate the
I mostly, refresher. Literally, do most of my food shopping there, and I eat very well as get all of my cleaning supplies there. I grew up in a retail environment, and I've worked outside of the environment that I grew up in retail, and I can tell you, it's a lot of work. So my suggestion would be to leave us that need, like, and appreciate Dollar General alone, and if you don't like it, leave, brackets, please.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
You say you love Dollar General, but I think of all the people who are mad at it left, you wouldn't have any more Dollar General.
It's also so good to hear from a visitor through time.
Yeah. This guy is from 1813. He walked
asparagus,
into a Dollar
broccoli?
General. Potatoes? Mm. From the New World?
What other sumptuous goods may you provide?
Frozen confections?
Oh, a head of lettuce.
They have cryogenically preserved cauliflower, enabling me to reheat it in my space-aged microwave.
This is a man who... You know the bit in the Coen Brothers movie, A Serious Man, where the younger rabbi is telling him that if he had the eyes of a visitor this world, just to look at the automobiles in the car park would be astonishing?
Yeah, or also the thing from the first season of I Think You Should Leave, where there is a visitor to this world.
Oh, motorbikes.
It's motorbikes.
Yeah. This guy is seeing the motorbikes.
This guy is seeing the motorbikes.
He's seeing the planet of motorbikes at the Dollar General. He's walking in, and this is how it was never meant to be like this. There was never meant to be one store that you could get everything at.
Yeah.
Yep. You used to have to go see your butcher, your greengrocer, your dry goods, your baker. That was a whole day. And now there's one place, and most things cost like a dollar, sometimes 1 cent, and it's everything from all over the world. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, do you know how
imagining
good you got
an
it?
Edit of Koyaanis Katsi that's like 50% Dollar General footage,
just thousands of identical cans moving down a conveyor belt while Philip Glass
just shelves being emptied out very messily and restocked in like time lapse footage over and over, like a bunch of ants crawling over a fucking turkey carcass.
Yeah. Oh, so
and we can
whole,
all say the title of that movie too.
All of Koyaanis Katsi is just the bummer parts of Koyaanis Katsi.
Hey, Lucy, have an edible and watch Koyaanis Katsi.
Lucy, you got to watch Koyaanis Katsi.
What are you? Koyaanis Katsi.
You're like
she's
a baby
just
to
learn
weed.
About this now.
Yeah,
visit
a
little
toddler
world.
Toddling around the stuff you
I'm
watch
just
when you're
toddling around, yeah.
Oh, Lucy, it's on Plex. It's got a bloody an incredible Philip Glass score.
Right,
Philip Glass Society. Ooh, what is this?
Buildings.
Window Licker. Star Guitar. Koyaanis Katsi.
Carnival.
Carnival. Evening Sorted.
Thamada.
Fat Lip by Sum 41.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Starlight. The video clip.
By the Superman lovers?
By the Superman lovers.
Superman lovers?
The little, potato lovers. Guys and the rat.
Yeah, what's up with the potato guy in the Superman lovers video? He's a potato with a big mouth? Is he meant to be a potato?
You know what? You know what should be way easier? Quick something to chat about. You know what should be way easier in the world that we live in and all the technology that we have is just
fucking
putting on a fucking feed of music videos and have it play them all in a decent quality.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to do that.
4K, you know? Superman lovers, Starlight.
They used to just be playing.
Yeah, they used to play
Rage
music
video
videos
for
on
us
MTV.
All the time.
Yeah. I still got Rage. Rage is on.
Well, yeah, it's on, but I'm not going to sit down at a particular time watch it, am I?
Hear me tonight.
Yeah.
4K on my TV. I've thought about maybe making a Plex subcategory where I just download the highest quality things of videos I like,
I
hit random on it when friends are over.
Andrew,
Superman
you could be
lovers.
The change you want to see in the world, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Around the world.
Fucking sucks.
It's
thank
so
you so
long.
Much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much to Jack for sharing this with us. What a
thank you.
Twisted, fucked up world those Americans are living in. And
so
the rest of us to a
lesser
extent.
You say to a letter extent.
No. To a letter extent, yeah.
I think the tape will hear me awkwardly cutting in an S sound.
Too ill.
Taken from me just saying S just then. Thank you so much for joining us. We had a blast. I certainly hope you did, but that is a secondary concern to us. We will hopefully see you on the free episode as well. Until then, stay safe, be respectful, be courteous. Just try and have a good time out there. That's all we ask.
Keep on chugiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
No. Nobody likes that creepy song, Keep on Chugling.
No idea.
Keep on Chugling. Great song.
Yep. In the free world.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.